This is beginning a copy of parts of a tape that Ron Allen made with Hank Vanderhulst in Leiden on 6 January 1971. This is now 4th April 1972, and I'm copying the relevant parts to discovery of the 21 centimeter line from one tape recorder to another.
This was Ewan's PhD work?
Yes, it was. I was on the examination committee.
Because I had heard that you were there at the time.
I'll tell you. See, it was very funny. In fact, I think that unless we had had that, if we would not have had that contact at that time, neither of us would have, neither Muller nor Ewan would have got it as fast as they did. Because,
I know him. That's Skotsky.
Isn't that
strange?
Very, very,
This guy isn't even white in this picture.
So that's it. Let me see now. I think neither of us would have gotten it because Ewan actually did not know the literature. He did not know that this had been predicted in a colloquium by me 7 years earlier, but he came to it from the people who had recently measured his resonance and the exact wavelength in the laboratory. And so he knew there might be something interesting in a galaxy at that wavelength, so he was going to look quite independently of any prediction. And then, of course, other people, when he got to talk to the astronomers, other people told him or Purcell about it. He was one of Purcell's students.
Purcell didn't know about
Purcell did not at that time know about it, no, but which is quite normal.
This was in
1950. Because
so they were just
one. And I think the first thing I heard about their plans was from Cotter here, who of course is in a low temperature field with Purcell and magnetic relaxation and so, and who knew Purcell better. I talked to Purcell during a visit, and they heard vaguely that they were going to try something to get some line, but he didn't even know any wavelength. He didn't know this was the same one. Mm-hmm. I suspected that it might be the same one, but and nor did I, and later I learned, you see. And that was in, let's see, this discovery was 1951, so this must have been in 1950 that I...
Ewan's discovery.
No. There was a almost simultaneous discovery of it, 6 months intervals, mm-hmm. 6 weeks intervals, or 3 weeks intervals, I don't know, the precise dates are known, but in first by Ewan, then here in Kortrijk by Muller, and then in Australia. And now, so in the fall, I must have heard about that, and so I didn't know any details until I got to Harvard, because I was teaching a spring semester there. I got that in January, and at that time, Frank Kerr was there too, you see, so... And we discussed, of course, a lot. And it was quite clear then that Ewan, the thing which Ewan had got wrong was, is to say, the expected bandwidth of the line.
Oh.
He was going to look at it with an astronomically, ridiculously low a distance between his frequency and his comparison frequency.
Oh.
So he would not have found anything.
I
think he had less than 1 kilocycle or so. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, he had been working, he had the good equipment and the good techniques because he had been working on a cyclotron.
Oh, yeah.
He had had a paid job on something with a cyclotron with pulse fields and so on. He knew all the equipment and all the tricks, so he had this idea of making this flip-flop thing. And Miller was, at that time, already had been for a year or perhaps 1.5 years at Kortrijk and had gradually been building up equipment there, was getting about ready with its sensitivity, but he did not really know all the tricks yet, see? And so from the letters we sent back and forth...
I see, you were filling Miller in all
Yes, I was filling Miller in too, you see? So we filled Miller in, so to say, the technical side, we filled you in on the astronomical side.
I see.
And, so it works. And I thought I even had one of the original recordings of you and still here. Perhaps it's in this file, I don't know, but this is... So that all happened in spring 51. And, well, if you would have infinite time, we have in the library also here the collection, a number of bound together a number of the very old reprints. It's a rather unique collection now, because I gradually collected those at that time, and we felt better put them in the library rather than let them hang around. And so among that is also, of course, the Nature paper announcing the discovery. Let me see what else there is in here. There is much data now. Instrumental data. Number 53, go to